And we're off. It's time for the good stuff.
That it is. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. You start by going to visitvalentine.org. That's going to lead you to 50 fun things to do or more here in Cherry County in the Valentine area. It's prime tubing season down the Niobrara River. Check it out. And the Nebraska Star Party coming up on July 12th. Just a couple of the hidden gems of the Sandhills. Go to visitvalentine.org.
I'm going to be coming up with the Grinch in style of Dr. Seuss. The judge refutes the Grinch. So stay right where you are. And in the meantime, let me tell you just a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. That's right, just a little bit, because they cover so many things, so many items, so many livestock industry features. They cover online, and they also send out a weekly publication that you are really, truly going to enjoy sitting back, relaxing, and reading through it. I encourage you to check it out. Tri-State Livestock News, it's TSLN.com. It's what ranchers read.
I know this is the good stuff, but I have a little bit of a gripe.
Uh-oh. You know,
yeah, nobody sees the 4 a.m. workouts. Nobody sees me meal prepping for hours every week. Nobody sees any of this because I don't do these things. All right.
All right, here. This I thought was highly interesting. 1984, a federal judge used an original 9-stanza poem influenced by Dr. Seuss to systematically demolish a Cincinnati lawyer's arguments that the establishment of Christ's birthday as a national holiday violates the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment. I thought it was apt in light of Dr. Seuss and how the Grinch stole Christmas, said U.S. District Judge Susan Dlott. That's where I got my inspiration. Judge Susan Dlott dismissed the suit filed by lawyer Richard Gonnellan, which charged that the federal establishment of Christmas as a national holiday violates the Constitution's First Amendment mandate that the government and religion remained separate. Christmas, the judge said in her more formally written opinion accompanying the poem, has become secularized, and the U.S. Supreme Court has long recognized that inescapable fact. Rejecting the charge that the establishment of Christmas is a legal public holiday violates his right to equal protection under the law. The court has found legitimate secular purposes for establishing Christmas as a legal public holiday. When the government decides to recognize Christmas Day as a public holiday, it does no more than accommodate the calendar of public activities to the plain fact that many Americans will expect on that day to spend time visiting with their families, attending religious services, and perhaps enjoying some respite from pre-holiday activities. So, you ready for the poem?
I guess so.
Okay, this is what Judge Susan Dlott's poem came out to be. The court will address plaintiff's seasonal confusion, erroneously believing Christmas merely a religious intrusion. Whatever the reason, constitutional or other, Christmas is not an act of Big Brother. Christmas is about joy and giving and sharing. It is about the child within us. It is mostly about caring. One is never jailed for not having a tree, for not going to church, for not spreading glee. The court will uphold seemingly contradictory causes, decreeing the establishment and Santa both worthwhile clauses. We are all better for Santa, the Easter Bunny too, and maybe the Great Pumpkin, to name just a few. An extra day off is hardly high treason. It may be spent as you wish, regardless of reason. The court, having read the lessons of Lynch, refused to play the role of the Grinch. There is room in this country, and in all of our hearts, too, for different convictions and a day off, too.
Well, there you go. A legal opinion, right?
Yes, a legal opinion by Judge Susan Dlott, and she put it to poem, put it to rhyme. I think that's pretty clever.
Do you have any more of those one-liners about, you know, you're getting old?
I do. Should we try?
Let's do a couple of those for them, didn't we?
Right. At the airport, they asked to check your bags, and you're not carrying any luggage.
Oh, here's how you know you're getting old. You wonder why you waited so long to take up macrame.
Your insurance company has started sending you their free calendar a month at a time.
Ooh, might be an expiration date. At cafeterias, you complain that the gelatin is too tough.
We're going to have to shut this down. But before I do, I got to share this one. Your new easy chair has more options than your car.
And that's the good stuff.